Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
A guy bought 25 identical lottery tickets and what, he won $125,000? Did you guys see the story? A man bought 25 identical tickets for the same Virginia Lottery Pick 4 drawing, had his gamble pay off when he won a total of $125,000.
Wow.
David of Alexandria said he bought 25 of the same tickets. He bought 0211 on all the tickets. He was on hold waiting for customer service when he checked the numbers online and discovered he had won 25 different 5,000 top prizes for a total of $125,000.
Dang.
He said when they finally came back on the phone, all I said was, okay, I disagreed with whatever they said. I hung up the phone and went straight to the lottery office.
Cool.
You still playing the lottery every week, Lunchbox?
Every week. I don't have any luck like that. Man, that's just...
What about luck in life, though? You got a lot. You got a healthy baby.
Well, yeah, and I got a wife, and I got a job, but...
Nice house.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to hit the lottery.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, there's certain aspects. I have a good life, but lottery life, not so good. Lottery gods don't like me for some reason.
You ever play multiple of the same?
No. Because I do quick pick. Because if I pick the same numbers over and over and then I miss a drawing and those are the numbers that hit, I'm out.
There was a story about a bulldozer about tearing into this person's home. Is this the one where he's in the bathroom?
Yeah.
We talked about this last week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if it was a different one. In case you missed it, so this dude's in the bathroom and he hears... And so he's like, what is happening? He rushed out his front yard and stopped a bulldozer from almost driving into his home. Did we talk about this on a local part of the show?
Yeah, in Austin.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So can you imagine? Because he's like, what is happening? And then Amy and I were talking about, did the bulldozer guy get the wrong address?
No, he was intoxicated.
Oh, is that what happened?
He was doing some work down the street and then he drove down the road and hit this
dude's
house.
So he went to the wrong place.
Or just for fun?
No, just for fun. He was intoxicated. He drove from his house in the bulldozer and drove down and started ramming this guy's house.
Whoa.
Oh.
The guy in the bathroom said it felt like an earthquake. The whole house was shaking for 20, 25 seconds.
Okay, wow. Well, we didn't know that part.
He said, I put my towel on, ran out the front door. All I see is a big bulldozer tearing up my yard and went through the house. I flagged the guy to stop, jumped in front, basically yanked him out. No one was hurt. Luckily, the kids weren't home. He said the driver took the bulldozer to the back of the house. The police say they did not know why the bulldozer ended up in Parker's home. Officers gave the bulldozer driver a blood test. Where did it say he was drunk? Because in this story, it doesn't say that.
Well, the blood test tells me they think he was drunk. He refused to do a breathalyzer, I would say, and they drew his blood.
But it's not part... You're just making that part up, though?
Oh.
I'm just making sure, because I'm not getting in trouble for saying if he's drunk, he's not. So you made that part up?
No. I read the story, and so that tells me he was drunk.
Oh, you're still assuming.
You're assuming.
I'm a lawyer, and that's
what.
Oh,
a lawyer.
Okay.
They say give him a blood test. He might be, but I am not saying that that's the case because that is not the case in the story. That's why we didn't know it because it didn't.
That would be responsible of you, Bones.
Yes. Yeah. Send your lawsuits to Lunchbox. Lunch.box.
If you guys are in the bathroom and somebody like rings your doorbell, do you get it?
Nope. It's all on my phone.
So, oh, yeah, you got the ring camera.
Yeah, if somebody hits me, I just go boop, and I hit it and see who's out there. Most times, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And most of the times, if it happens, it's somebody dropping off a package.
Right.
It's just Amazon going, hey. Because if somebody just comes to my house, that's weird.
Yeah.
I guess back in the 60s, that was okay. People would knock and just, hey, how are you doing? Now, if somebody just shows up, it's somebody trying to sell something, somebody dropping off a package, and that's pretty much it. There's no reason for people to show up randomly.
Mm-hmm.
You?
I had some election people stop by the other day.
Yeah, okay, like a survey person.
Yeah.
Or
door-to-door people.
Or like a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming to bring you religion.
Mm-hmm.
But like Eddie just doesn't show up out of nowhere.
Nah. I'll call you. I'll let you know. I'll text you.
And sometimes he calls and says he's coming over and then never comes. It's the opposite. He doesn't show up. So what's up today? What are you doing today?
Going to hang out with my dad.
Do you see him? And you'll hear later on in the show about Amy's update with her dad. Will you see him on weekdays?
Yeah, every day. I'm be with him every day right now. Things are just... And we've got doctor's appointments and things to get going. Like, there's a lot to get going here now that he lives here. So it's just a lot right now. Hopefully he'll start to get comfortable, make friends. We'll have people in place. He can start to Uber. But, you know, I'm his driver, too. So... I told you, it's like I got a third child.
Yeah.
So what about you?
I'm going to fly to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm leaving now. I'm going to go. And tonight, Dancing with the Stars, I will be there. But most importantly, watching. You know, I think they're doing in-show voting only. I think that's the new rule. Lauren and Elena will be dancing tonight. So she's the one. She's who we're rooting for.
Oh.
So if you want to vote for Lauren, and you'll hear an interview with her coming up.
So we'll have to wait till the very end.
What do you mean?
You said in-show voting.
As soon as the show starts.
Okay.
You can vote. I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to go tonight.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Hope you have an awesome day. We're going to start Monday's show now. Amy, your last podcast is what?
Well, I talk about ice rolling on your face. I talk about my husband joins me for the intro and outro. And I talk about salt lamps. I have one in my house, and I'm not really sure. I was curious about the benefits of it.
You lick it, like, it comes on?
Like a cow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know that it has the benefits, but I'm a sucker and I bought into it, so I update people on that. It's Four Things with Amy Brown. Just search it up.
You can search for the newest episode of the Bobbycast. Episode 200 is Ken Burns, who had it started last night, the country music documentary. It's 16 hours, but it's 8 episodes. It's fantastic. We talk about where country music came from, meaning, you know, people from the hills, and the first group was called the Hillbillies. And country music was the genre. It was called hillbilly music. It was not country music. It was literally classified as hillbilly music. And then it went to country and western music. And then CMAs were like, hey, you got to drop the western, which we're just country. We got to simplify it. And so then it went to country music. And we talk about a lot of that. And Garth, and they showed on this documentary some of Garth in his first big show at Texas Stadium where he's flying through the crowd.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and there's fire everywhere. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Anyway, check it out. Listen to this episode of the Bobbycast. Check out the documentary if you want. We'll get started with Monday's show now. Here you go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, thanks for waking up with us. We got another week for you. We got a pretty good week, I feel like. I think everybody's good. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Lunchbox got called out by his daycare because they heard the segment where he said, yeah, I ignored my daycare's call when my kid was sick.
Oh, man, I went to go pick up the kid, and they said, oh, so, yeah, we need to talk about you ignoring our phone calls when your child was sick. And I was like, huh? They're like, oh, yeah, we heard it on the radio, and we just want to let you know that it's very important that you come as soon as possible because of the spreading of germs, and we want other parents to come when their child is sick, so we expect the same behavior from you.
Fair.
And I was just like, that's very awkward.
It's fair, but can they use the radio against you? Just do what I do. Go, it's all entertainment.
Right. Be like, I didn't ignore
I've had
your
to use that at times. I go, you know, sometimes I just over-exaggerate stuff.
Yeah, and they said, we don't like to confront you, but, you know, we did hear it, so we knew that you're ignoring our calls.
And how did you react?
I was like, oh, yeah, I just got a quick nap in. I just needed a quick nap. I'm sorry about that. I was just asleep.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I would have just denied it was real and just been like...
We like, oh, that was in my script.
Yeah. I walked in and Bobby gave me a piece of paper that said, say this, so
right.
I just went with it.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Emily in Nashville, who's on the phone. Emily, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
That's so cool. Okay, so I just wanted a quick update from you, Bobby, on your brain fog that you were having. I know you said you were going to the doctor and you were nervous, so I wanted to see if that happened and if they told you anything.
So I guess a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how I'm struggling connecting thoughts at times, and I had two doctor's appointments to make for two different reasons, and I only had one day to get either one of them in. It was either start therapy or go to the brain doctor. And I chose to start therapy. So I haven't been yet. I'm in town like a day and a half in 2.5 weeks. So in that day, I went to my therapist that's new.
Right.
So I haven't been to the brain doctor yet or the neurologist, which is the real term for it. But I'm going to go before the end of the month and get it checked out. I'm also a little nervous to go in and them to go, yeah, your brain's broken. It'll never be the same. Hmm. So, but I believe that if something's wrong, I need to know what it is so I can fix it. I know some of you guys don't believe that. You'd rather just not know.
I want to know.
We had that whole topic here on the show.
Yeah, and I was with you. I wanted to know so I could be proactive.
Okay.
I don't want to know, like, if I'm going to... We discussed this. I don't want to know if I'm going to be in a car wreck, but I want to know if I've got a tumor.
Well, Lunchbox didn't want to know.
I didn't want to know. Just because I can't do anything about it, let's just leave it alone. Just let things be them, and whatever happens, happens.
I've just discovered that all I have to do is go, and then Amy keeps on going. All I did was go, and you're like, no.
Well, I wanted to clarify. I was team Bobby.
It does work a little bit, though.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So one of the big topics of discussion on our Facebook page was that you weren't wearing your wedding ring last week. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, Amy getting divorced.
Oh, I didn't know that people noticed that.
Yeah, no. Well, we have cameras all over the studio now.
I know, but I mean, that's like, no. Nope. I can guarantee you, depending on the day, it must have been over on the right side of my hand, because that is how I remind myself to do things. If I think of something that I know I need to remember, but I can't write it down, I take my wedding ring because it's always there and it's comfortable and I look for it and I move it to the right hand. So that way, when I'm like, wait a second, and I can write it down, I'm like, why did I move my ring? And then I normally remember. And once I remember and write it down, I move it back.
Oh, that's interesting. So it wasn't off your hands.
No.
It was on the wrong hand.
I switch it and move it. Because that's the only thing where I know it's always there and it actually fits on both hands. Like, I have a pinky ring that used to be my mom's, but it does not fit on my other pinky. My other pinky just must be bigger. So yeah, that's what happens to my wedding ring. If you ever see me without it, that's why.
That's what we talk about. You behind your back.
I didn't
know.
Old
awkward pinky Amy.
I didn't know. That's so weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you're just addressing it. Say it right now. You're addressing it. There's nothing happening. You're good.
We're good. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing happening. My ring is on.
A lot of listeners have brought to my attention the fact that I said I was going to be married by November of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? Or engaged?
I said married by December, I believe.
Well, yeah.
I'm not. Who knows?
You got time.
I still have time.
Yeah.
Never count me out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wonder what's been going on with me in my dating life.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, we learn about certain dates sometimes, but then we don't really know where it goes. Like, I don't have an update.
On what?
Some of the dates.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give. What do you want to know?
I know. No.
Ask me whatever you want.
Ooh, go, Amy.
Do you have anybody you've dated at least 5 times recently?
Ooh, 5 times?
Okay, 3?
Well, I'll answer 3 then if you want to do that.
Okay, yeah. No, 5.
Yes? Yeah.
5? If Morgan...
We did 3. You backed off to 3.
Okay, what about 5?
No, you've already answered your questions.
Dang it, Amy.
I was going to say, because if Morgan number 2 goes out with a guy for 5 dates, you're like, well...
Time to get married.
Defining the relationship yet?
No, 3 times.
Okay.
Eddie and I had this conversation in the car the other day.
How'd it go?
Well, it was just like, he was like, what do you, because when you go out with a girl a couple times, he was like, what do you say to them?
Yeah. And he says, he's just like, you know, they don't ask. Like, no, I guess you don't tell.
You go out
like,
a few times, you're not defining a relationship.
Yeah.
Until someone says, hey, what are we? You don't go, hey, here's what we are.
But because you're public sometimes about going out, does it ever come up with, hey, I heard you went out with somebody
else?
That
was part of my question, Amy. Mm-hmm.
And? It, obviously, you have to be like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not exclusive or...
I don't really get into those weeds. But also something we do on this show a bit is we time shift things.
Right. It may not be the exact time.
So I'll go, hey, I had a date, even though it was 3 weeks ago. Because I don't want to, you know, implicate anyone at the time. So yeah, I'll be like, no, that was time shifted.
Okay. Sounds like a headache.
You should have that in your back pocket.
It is a headache sometimes.
Sounds like it.
But it's not, yeah, it's all good. One of my ex-girlfriends is coming into town. Did you know that?
Why? Which one?
And I have a few ex-girlfriends, but I haven't seen her in a while.
Well, if she doesn't live here, that narrows it down.
That's not true.
Yes, it does.
That's not true. It may not be who you're thinking.
I know it may not be. It may be like way back.
I don't. Yeah.
I didn't really know her.
Yeah, we're good.
You had another ex-girlfriend that got married. We haven't really talked about that.
I know.
Oh, I don't know
about
that one.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, she got married?
Yes, yeah. She's been posting the most beautiful pictures. And yeah, every time I look at it, I'm like, wow, that could have been Bobby.
No, it wasn't going to be. It wasn't going to be. I don't think that way.
I do.
And good for her.
Oh, yeah, she seems so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
Uh-huh.
One of you guys was asking me about that the other day. You were like, do you ever see these girls and go, that could have been it. I messed up and didn't get married. And I said, I don't. Because I don't live with looking back at all. None of me looks back. The only regret that I have in my life, do you know my only regret in life? I have one regret in life. Otherwise, they've all been learned. I've learned from them. If they've been mess ups, I've learned, and I'm grateful that I've learned from it.
Okay.
Do you know my regret?
I can't. It's not coming to my head right now.
It's when I got fined $1 million by the FCC.
Oh, yes.
Hated that because I was just embarrassed that my bosses had to deal with that because I had to deal with it, but it was my fault. And so I was just, I would take that back because I didn't learn anything from it. There was nothing beneficial that came from that to me. Other than that, I have no regrets. I think a lot of the crappy things happen in our life, and we get stronger or we learn something because of it.
Right.
But when people go, what's your biggest regret? I don't have a biggest. I got one. The question I get most, what's your biggest regret? Or what's your biggest life lesson? Like, you know, what was the biggest piece of advice that you were given? And my grandma told me a long time ago, be sure to put your deodorant on after you put your shirt on.
Yeah. So you don't get it on your shirt?
Yeah, and it's a metaphor for life, too. Like, do things in the right order. Mm. So, you know, basically don't put the cart in front of, you know, in front of the horse. Don't, you know, put your shirt on, then put your deodorant on. Because if you do it the wrong way, everyone's going to know that you're kind of an idiot.
Wow.
And you couldn't put a shirt on. Mm. Yeah, there you go. Anything else?
Cool. Yeah. No, were we talking about girls?
Yeah, we were. I kind of shifted off that.
Of course you did. You're like Captain Deflection over here.
Eddie and I were in a hotel lobby, and we were in Oklahoma City in Little Rock, and it's like 1 in the morning. This girl comes up, and we're just sitting in the lobby, just Eddie and I talking. And the girl comes up and goes, I'm a huge fan of the show. And I was like, oh, awesome. And so we're talking for a minute, and she said, I'll just call this artist John Jones, generic name. She goes, I was listening to an interview, and you were talking to John Jones, just randomly came up on it, and I've been a fan ever since. And I was like, cool. I was like, yeah, the John Jones. That wasn't a very good performance, was it? And she was like, oh, that's my cousin. And I was like, oh. And then I go, and I'm like, I'm stuck, right?
What?
You would think a good, you know.
Why did you even say that?
Well, he was being honest.
I was being honest. I was like, oh, you heard that. Oh, that wasn't very good. That was very good.
Okay. You would say that John Jones' performance wasn't very good.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Maybe one of the worst we've ever had in the history of the show.
Correct.
And I go.
And it's her cousin?
Yeah.
No, she goes, my cousin. And so you know me, I'm sticking move. And I'm like, yeah, because that studio was so old then. Now we got a new studio. And now everything's. And she's like, oh, yeah. Stick and move. Bob Weeb, get out of the corner. Knock out. Take it home. Do you know who John Jones is?
I have a guess.
Yeah? Name one letter in that person's first name. Go ahead.
No.
Just one letter. Don't say the first letter. Go ahead.
No.
You don't want to do it?
I'm not playing this game.
All right.
We know. It's fine.
You know?
I'm not.
It's tough, a bad performance.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people just have bad days. I have bad days. When it doesn't come across well, and it's hard for me to stay look up. Oof.
This one stands out though.
Yeah, it does. It's real bad. All right, we learned a lot that day. So yeah. Not a regret. Not a regret having John Jones on. We learned from it.
Yeah.
Had a good weekend though.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives was sentenced to 14 days in jail over the weekend for that college admissions scandal. In Fort Worth, Texas, two were injured in a shooting at a youth football game. Luckily, both non-life-threatening injuries. And finally, Tropical Storm Umberto is well off the Florida coast. It's expected to become a hurricane, but it's going to veer off and head out to sea, so that's good news.
The Bobby Bones Show. The annual cost of owning a dog is between $750 and $1,000 a year. Thoughts?
I mean, wow. When you look at it that way, it's a lot. I guess if you look at it month to month, you're like, okay, I got a dog. But when you look at how much you're spending each year, that adds up.
Yeah, that's about a week for me.
Your dog is costing you that much?
I'm at the vet every week with this dog right now.
Yeah, that's not good.
Puppy, bulldog, this eye issue he has. I took him on the road this weekend. Like, he feels good and runs around, but I got to get him neutered, like I said, in November. His palate, because he can't breathe, got to get that cut back. Mm-hmm. His eye fixed. It's just one thing after another. And I was told, hey, bulldogs are expensive. And I was like, oh, come on, it's another dog. They're not gonna be expensive. It's expensive. I would not recommend anyone, unless they were ready, like to spend. I don't know anything about bulldogs. I never had the idea to go get a bulldog. And he's great, but man, it is expensive.
So cute, though.
I know. He's not chewing really anymore, which is great. I don't know if he's grown out of that or just trained out of that. But experts say to have between $500 and $1,000 saved up before you take in a dog. How much you have saved up when you had a kid? Did you have money saved up for a kid?
Yes.
Yeah?
We did, but I don't know the exact amount.
You have two kids.
But my kids aren't even as expensive as your one dog.
Let me go talk to Shelby in Ohio. Shelby, what's happening? You're on the Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Room.
What up?
I wanted to see if you and the others in the room had any superstitious beliefs.
All right. Are you superstitious at all, Amy?
No.
None and no way.
No, I mean, I'll casually knock on wood after I say something, but it's not for real.
Jinx?
Pinch, poke, you owe me Coke.
No, do you worry about the jinx?
I just know jinx if you say something at the same time. Jinx!
But do you worry about jinxing something?
No, I don't. That's annoying whenever I can't say to you, I hope Arkansas wins the football game, and then you get irritated.
That's not a jinx, though, and nor do I believe in the jinx.
Okay, well, what's an example?
If you would say, oh, for sure Arkansas is going to win the football game.
Okay.
I would say, well, no, don't jinx it, but I don't believe in the jinx.
Okay.
We're really not a superstitious show, Shelby. Okay. I'm not a superstitious. Okay. I don't believe in, I have a joke in my stand-up act that's like, I talk about how I look for girls that believe in astrological signs on their dating profile, because that's a sign I should take the crap away from them because they're nuts.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't believe in that. There is no scientific evidence to believe that superstition, astrology, it's just something people create. It's just from the mind of, do you believe in astrology, Shelby?
I don't think I necessarily believe in it, but I am kind of superstitious on, like, I kind of believe in, like, the whole, like, don't jinx me type thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I believe in astrology. Yeah.
You're going to have a great day today, Shelby. It'll be the best day.
Don't jinx me. See,
I'm not a big horoscope guy. I don't believe in.
Yeah.
I've met girls that are way, way, way into it. I'm like, I don't know. You'll just believe anything, huh?
Maybe it makes them happy.
It does. As long as it's like a entertainment, it's like gambling in Vegas. You don't go to make money. You go because it's entertainment.
Right.
As long as a horoscope's entertainment or astrology's entertainment, good. Knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start letting it alter your life decisions,
Yeah. You're not into that.
You're not into that. Yeah. That's a tough one. Well, there you go. Shelby, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Not the most superstitious show for sure. I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. I dropped that on you on Friday, too. You didn't know what that was from. You never even laughed. You just kept going.
I don't know what that means.
It's one of the most famous quotes from The Office.
Oh, have I got to that episode?
Have you even started?
Yeah, Michael Scott is gone.
Okay,
I'm in
season 7 at least.
Sure.
There you go. I know too much. Bobby Bones Show. On the phone right now is Arkansas Keith. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. What are you up to?
Oh, just now a little bit this morning in the woods.
Oh, are you hunting right now? Well, we called. We didn't know if you're in the woods or not.
Well, I'm back home now, but I'm going to check on the tail. Tomorrow's opening day of tail season.
Okay, Arkansas so. Keith is on.
what did he say?
Stepdad galore. Wait, so what is tomorrow?
Opening day of tail season.
Of
blueing teal.
Of teal season? Please explain.
Yeah. They're little blueing teal. They're the first ducks down. You know, they hunt those early. They migrate real early. So September is when they come down to hunt, and that's when we hunt them.
So teal season, and that is a type of duck. Yeah. Eddie's Googling it now.
Yeah, blue-winged teal.
Yeah.
Blue-winged teal.
T-E-A-L?
Yeah.
Huh.
They winter in Texas and Mexico, even South America, so they come to here real early. They're the true snowbirds.
And so you're going to be ready for them?
Well, I'm definitely going to be ready. There were lots of them flying around this morning.
Yeah.
So it's on in the morning for sure.
What else been happening with you?
Football, man. Mineral Springs and Mountain Pine. Oof, what a game.
Yeah, he texted me after Mountain Pine lost to Mineral Springs because I went to Mountain Pine.
It was a good game, though.
And he was like, yeah.
Great game.
Is the Mountain Pine football team going to be good this year or no?
They're pretty good. I've never seen sportsmanship like that. Mineral Springs would knock them down, pick them up. Then Mountain Pine started doing it. They'd knock you down and pick you up. How's it going? Good game. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
What else happened with you?
Oh, not much. Same old stuff, man. Just all excited about the teal season and football. That's about it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting laid off from work.
You get laid off again in the winter because it's a seasonal job?
It is. I can't wait.
And he wants to be laid off because he wants to go back into the woods and hunt the whole time.
Right.
Have you ever been to Montana?
I have.
Wow. I want to go there. Can you take me?
Glacier. I've been to Glacier, Columbia Falls. That's all beautiful country.
Yellowstone. Have you been there?
I have.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Yellowstone twice.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I want to go.
Amy's watching a show called Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. Have you watched that show?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's kind of a show, yeah. I mean, the Wyoming people are not really like it. I mean, there might be some rich people in Jackson Hole and maybe up around Cody, but the rest of those Wyoming people, they're not, you know, they're just so poor ranchers, you know. You don't see a lot of, there's not very many people in Wyoming.
Okay.
So he's saying, according to his life, that's not a very accurate description of.
Yeah, right. Well, this is just a guy.
Been to Jackson Hole, and that's where the tourists go. Jackson Hole and Yellowstone, but you know, you get outside of and Cody, but you get outside of those towns, and everything else is just little bitty towns. You know, small towns, old too.
Are you going to be watching Dancing with the Stars this season? Now that I'm not on it,
I probably won't watch it.
Yeah,
not regularly anyway.
Well, I'll be on tonight for a minute.
Okay.
You ever got a spray tan in your life? Ever got a spray tan?
A spray tan?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Who wants a spray tan?
Well, I have to get them sometimes.
Bobby gets them once a week.
Are you embarrassed?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't. Maybe you have to do that.
Yeah, I have to get it for work.
For your image, but, you know, I'm just saying, whoa.
Well, not for image. I'm under these bright lights, and I got to be, especially on American Idol, I got to be dark and tan, like with Ryan Seacrest. I got to be dark and tan on Dancing with the Stars. You know.
I got you. Okay.
You know. Like he doesn't know. I tell you, he doesn't know. All right. Arkansas Keith, there he is. Hey, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
I'll watch you later.
All right, bye-bye. There he is. Arkansas bye-bye. Keith. for a decent period of my life. Was my stepdad, and always good to talk to him. Living in Arkansas and living the life.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Ryan Hurd posted a video of him and wife Maren Morris covering the song he co-wrote, Lady Antebellum's What If I Never Get Over You.
What if I gave you everything I got? What if you love us?
Sounds so good, it almost sounds produced.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it. It's just the camera's like below them looking up, and they're sitting in a room or a bus or something.
Yeah,
it's a good video. All right, what else?
And then tonight, Lauren Elena makes her debut on Dancing with the Stars, and our own Bobby Bones will also be there. You can catch it on ABC at 8, 7 Central.
There you go. Yes. I'm very excited to go watch people dance. I never got to watch people dance not being on the show, and I'm excited for Lauren tonight. So, yeah, it'll be good.
And then a Thousand Horses singer Michael Hobby and his wife Caroline welcomed their baby this past Tuesday on September 10th. Over the weekend, they just shared the first photos of their daughter named Sunny Grayson Hobby.
I say this in the most loving way, but it is about time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know Caroline Hobby well. She has a podcast called The Get Real Podcast, and she's been like, where is this baby? Why is it not coming out? For like the last month, she's been bouncing on balls. She's been eating stuff. And I didn't hear from her for a couple days. Then I just look online, and the baby was out. And so, good for them. I'm super excited. It's awesome. And her Instagram has a bunch of pictures of her and the baby. So, there you go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Axel Johnson's this little dude in Wisconsin. He's starting kindergarten. He's so excited. So excited. First day of school. Goes out to the bus stop. Bus comes. He gets on and he just bursts into tears crying because he gets scared all of a sudden. Bus driver says, sit right behind me. And she holds his hand all the way to school as she drives the bus.
Wow.
And then walks him into school. And the mom said when he came home, he just kept saying how nice the bus driver was and how comfortable she made him feel.
Is that safe, though?
I don't know if it's safe, but they got to school safely.
I mean, it is
safely.
Good. Yes, yes, in the end.
When I read it, I was like, this is not very safe. She should be paying attention to the road, two hands mm-hmm. on the wheel. But it made Axel, the little dude, feel comfortable.
I like that. I like that. More so I like that than I don't like that. that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from England. 3 years ago, a man got a speeding ticket by a speed light camera that said he was going 35 in a 30. $100 fine. He said, nope, I'm going to fight it. Spent 3 years going to court. He's wasted $30,000 fighting a $100 fine. And final decision, he was speeding.
Oh, wow. They still got him after all that.
Yep, you're still guilty.
Now, I could see if he was super rich and he was trying to make a statement, but he lost. He lost.
I know.
That stinks. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Well, it's a big day because if Lunchbox wins this round, he is the champion in Amy versus Lunchbox.
And then it is no more?
And then it is no more. We have to find a new segment to put in this spot.
Oh, I feel like I've just let people down.
The score is 9-8. Lunchbox is winning. We played a 10. He could win it all today. Amy, you got to stay alive. I'll ask you 3 questions. Whenever we Google trivia questions for dudes, these are the questions that come up, and you have to answer the trivia questions for dudes. Are you ready, Amy?
Ready.
Question number one. Adam Sandler. Familiar with him?
Yes.
He played Bobby Boucher in what movie? Adam Sandler played Bobby Boucher in what movie?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I could be, I mean, all I can picture him right now is Happy Gilmore, but it could be 50 First Dates.
Bobby Boucher.
Would his name be Gilmore in the movie? I don't remember. I don't know. Bobby Boucher, fine. Ugh. Fine. Happy Gilmore. 50 First Dates.
It's The Water Boy.
Ooh, Lunchbox is coming in strong.
The Water Boy.
Amy.
H2O is better.
What piece of lawn equipment would I need to replace an automatic feed line spool for?
It sounds like a weed eater because it spools the little...
What piece of lawn equipment would I need to replace an automatic feed line spool for?
A weed eater. What?
Yeah.
You totally gave me the vibe that I got it wrong.
I wasn't giving a vibe. I'm trying to be vibeless.
I mean, he really just sat there as the host. Repeated the question.
I know, but sometimes I nothing. Sometimes I get Bobby's vibe.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Where is the clutch lever located on most motorcycles?
Motorcycles have a clutch?
Where is the clutch lever located on most motorcycles?
Clutch?
These are tough questions. I'll be honest with you. Go ahead.
Dude, I don't know.
Dude. Who are you right now?
Maybe you hit the clutch with your foot, so down below by the...
I need an answer, though.
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, but I need an answer.
But there's no pedals.
You can
Is there pedals on it? No, because you... with your hands.
I need an answer.
Where you put your feet. What's that answer? Right by the... Right by where you put... Like,
can I
your
accept,
feet hang
Mikey,
out.
Can I right accept where right where your
like,
feet
look,
hang out?
Let me show you. Right here.
Can I, Mike, can I accept right where your feet hang out?
By the wheel. Okay. Where is it? Well, maybe he
Lunchbox
knows.
You can steal.
By the kickstand.
By the kickstand. Mike D, is by the kickstand acceptable as an answer?
Why would? That's where your feet are.
Okay, he said by the kickstand. I'm sorry, it's the handlebars.
Oh.
Oh, dang, you threw me off. By. Was
she wasn't giving a real answer, though. So I needed to know if her answer was even acceptable.
Man, so it is up by the...
Mm-hmm.
Now we know.
Okay.
Okay, I
Amy,
got one.
You got one. Lunchbox has got one. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. You, with two, you can't lose.
No, with two, I win.
Exactly, so you can't, okay.
Same.
Right.
Here we go. Here we go. The Nick Jonas, you familiar with him?
Yeah.
You love the E feed. You know all the pop questions. Nick Jonas turns 27 years old today. Who's he married to?
Para Rajuzak. I don't know how to say her name, but...
Mike?
I mean, what?
No, that's not even... It's Priyanka Chopra.
Whoa.
That's not even close.
Whoa.
No, I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you just making noises.
Are you kidding me?
You're not even close. You're just making noises.
She's in Quantico.
No, I could have told you that. That's how I know her.
So she's in Quantico?
Yes.
Amy, I really messed you up on that one by not giving you the chance to steal.
Yeah.
I know.
How is that?
It's not fair. I know. That's on me.
I mean, the judge even said it was good.
That's a point.
And he said I could accept that as an answer, as a correct answer.
I got a point taken away from me. He got to answer.
The same way I got to accept your kickstand answer as a correct answer, even though it wasn't the correct answer.
Okay.
You did not say Priyanka Chopra. You basically got one
close.
Letter of the
I
same.
I said Priyanka Chopra.
You did not.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What animal, Amy, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
I mean, you
How
would have
you
been upset
her to
name.
Amy.
It's, huh?
How can you make that
I don't
up
know,
to
but
Amy?
It's my fault if it's tainted. Would you have got it, be honest?
Yes.
You would have said her name.
Yes, because
say her name now.
Oh, gosh.
Can you
say
it now?
Hold on. If she says it, though, you get it, because he's going to give you the shot.
No,
go ahead.
Now I'm nervous.
Say it. Just say it. Here's your answer. Three.
Multiple things.
Two.
Pionk.
Nope. See?
Let her talk. Go.
Stop. No, I don't know. Chopra is her last name.
That I would have accepted that as an answer, but I just can't give it to you.
Okay.
I know.
Priyanka Chopra.
Now that I would have accepted.
How is that not even close?
Priyanka is
Priyanka Chopra.
Priyanka.
I just said Priyanka.
Okay, you two relax.
Pull the the tape.
What animal does cashmere come from? Amy's throwing stuff.
What is happening?
What animal does cashmere come from, Lunchbox?
Cashmere comes from a leopard.
A leopard. Amy, do you know what animal cashmere comes from?
I don't. It's not a fox, not a cheetah. It's like a weird, like a Pomeranian or something.
A dog?
Cashmere.
Cashmere.
Does it come from like a... It's a cat.
Is that your answer?
A yeah.
Cat? Okay.
What is it?
A goat.
Oh.
I don't even know what cashmere is.
Okay, here we go.
It's expensive sweaters.
A shirt.
A goat.
We're on to the last question. If he gets this, he wins. A shirt, sweater, or jacket with sleeves that continue in one piece up to the neckline without a shoulder seam is called a what?
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 I'm going to ask it again. A shirt, sweater, or jacket with sleeves that continue in one piece up the neckline without a shoulder seam is called a what?
A romper.
A romper?
Come on,
Amy. Amy?
Well, it sounds like a turtleneck.
A shirt. Am I reading that question right? Okay. A shirt, sweater, or jacket with sleeves that continue in one piece up to the neckline without a shoulder seam is called a what?
Up the neckline without a seam?
Mm-hmm. For the win.
It has sleeves?
With sleeves. For the win. 3 seconds.
Come on, Amy.
I don't know, like a poncho?
A poncho. Show me poncho!
What is it?
A raglan?
I've never heard
R-A-G-L-A-N.
Of that.
R-A-G-L-A-N?
I don't even know what
Well,
that
listen,
is.
I'm glad that nobody won.
Wow.
Because I really messed Amy up on that one. And Amy, I apologize. If ever you need some ammunition against me, I kind of, you probably would have won that if I would have just been there for you, and I wasn't.
So nobody won?
Nobody won.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Well, excuse me, I have to go get my back supporter that
you
I threw.
You threw at me. I didn't
throw it at you. I threw it at the air, and it's so soft. It's like foam. I knew it wasn't going to hurt anybody, but it felt good to throw.
Okay. Well, that's on me.
Wow.
That's on me.
Wow.
I know. And in clutch
and
time.
The most dramatic.
I know. I didn't host
him
very
versus
well.
Versus her. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show. Zooey Deschanel. She plays in New Girl. She was on Elf. She's a musician too. What is she in? She and Him?
Yeah.
Her and I?
M Ward, yeah.
Her and. So she's a big deal, and she's dating one of the Property Brothers.
What?
Oh, really? Which one?
Jonathan Scott. Well, I mean, they're the same.
I mean,
well,
the one
one's
that's
married.
In the suit or the...
Well, he's the contractor. Jonathan's the one on the contractor.
Okay.
He dresses more casual.
Gotcha.
Drew is the real estate agent and usually wears the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know Jonathan very well. I know Drew pretty well because because of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But I see a picture of them, and I think they're taping a show. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Zooey Deschanel. She's with the Property Brothers, and I keep scrolling. And then I see another one, and I'm like, what? And I read the caption, and it's like they're dating. And I was like, how good for it. That's one of those stories where nerdy guys go, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Because, you know.
Yeah.
She is super attractive, and nerdy guys normally don't get that. So when we see a nerdy dude get something, we're like, yeah, win one for the little guy. Like when Pete Davidson dated Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
All sure. of us nerdy guys were like, that's what I'm talking about. So look
I
at
mean,
Jonathan
but how
Scott.
Awesome. He can like fix anything.
Yeah, or just pay somebody to do it now. He's rich.
Oh, that's true. But it is kind of hot when a guy's handy.
Zooey Deschanel and her husband Jacob announced they were splitting up. She is now dating Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott. Quote, it's new, but they're having a lot of fun together. Pretty cool.
How in the world did they meet, I wonder?
Deschanel's 39. Scott is 41. There was a photo of them holding hands. They also filmed a carpool karaoke segment earlier this year. Maybe that's how?
Maybe.
I don't even know why they ended up together in a carpool karaoke segment. But pretty cool, man. I'm rooting for you, Jonathan. Has he been married before ever?
I don't know. He's 41, yeah. Possibly.
Well, I saw that and, you know, I felt like a little bit of me won when I saw him get Zooey Deschanel.
They're cute. Yep. Now I'm Googling them.
You know, but if he wasn't the Property Brothers guy, you know...
Yeah, I don't know that.
Us
yeah.
guys that don't have a lot going for us physically, we got to have that thing. Because mm-hmm. if I was an accountant, I wouldn't be getting pretty girls.
Gotcha.
I did not like, a whole bunch of pretty girls anyway. But, yeah. So, you didn't see that?
I didn't, not until now. Thank you for updating me.
Oh, you're very welcome. They've put out a story about things not to buy on Craigslist.
Ooh.
And so they'll go, hey, if you're buying a bunch of stuff on Craigslist, these are the things that you should not buy. Which, by the way, Amy lives her Craigslist life dangerously. Sometimes she just meet up with people and walk in their houses.
Yeah, or meet them in parking lots.
Mm-hmm. Number one, high chairs.
Why? Why shouldn't you buy that on Craigslist?
They could have years of use. It could be faulty.
Okay.
Number two, mattresses.
Ugh. I didn't think that was legal to sell a mattress.
Why would it not be legal to sell a mattress?
I don't know. I just don't think it is. I think I tried to sell one time, and it told me it was illegal.
Most have been stored in a garage and have bed bugs.
Ugh.
Bike helmets. You should always buy the newest version. Eh, that one's fine. Buy a bike helmet for somebody. Who cares? If you're just wearing a bike helmet, you win, even if it's not the best.
Right.
And car seats. Because they don't properly protect your small child because they've been passed down for years and years for the most part. So there you go. There's our PSA. That's the more you know here on The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Felicity Huffman was sentenced in the college admissions scandal. She got 14 days in prison, kind of a cushy prison though, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year of supervised release.
When I saw it, I rolled my eyes a little and said, well, here's another rich person being able to get away with rich person things. And I thought, I really wish she'd went to jail for like 100 years. I shouldn't have thought that. But then I saw John Legend really write an article going, hey, you know, I get why everyone's mad because it does seem like she's getting less time than she should. But he goes, instead of focusing on that, a lot of people should be getting less time than they really are. He said, so instead of yelling, she's getting less time, we should really be looking at the people that are getting way more time for things they should be getting more time for. And I thought, that's a pretty good point. So I'm still mad. I still think that rich people get away with stuff.
Did you see the side-by-side comparison going around on Instagram of the mom that, you know, had a fake address so her kid could go to a different high school? And I think she got 5 years.
Which was his point exactly.
Right.
Like, instead of worrying about Felicity Huffman's short sentence, a lot of these people are going to jail for way longer than they should. So, yeah, there were a lot of those going around the memes. Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you mean to say? I mean, she's rich. She's famous. So of course she got a break. All right, what else?
Okay, so this is so funny to me. A woman used her hair dryer disguised as a speed gun to slow down speeding cars.
I saw that. And you know what? If someone's standing on the side of the road with a hair dryer, I'm probably tapping that brake.
For sure.
Yeah. Easily. She's a mom and a grandma, and she was tired of cars zipping down the street. So she thought she would take the matter into her own hands and slow them down with her hair dryer.
Yeah, I for sure think I was being radar gunned. All right, what else?
Okay, this is just crazy to me. And since Bobby and I have both gone skydiving, just something to consider. I saw this story where two skydivers nearly collided midair with a pair of fighter jets.
Wow.
The parachutes were free falling at speeds of 120 miles per hour over an airfield when the U.S. warplanes passed underneath them. I don't really know how something like that happens, but definitely a situation I would want to avoid. They called it, quote, just unfortunate. I mean, nobody was hurt.
It was almost really unfortunate. Glad it was just unfortunate.
Unless you have a heart attack.
Holy cow.
In the air because you realize the fighter jet is right
there.
You
see planes go underneath you? That's wild. By the way, I don't want to go skydiving again anyway. But I didn't like that by itself. However, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Right. There's just confusion with air traffic control at a busy time.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll talk to Lauren Elena. She'll be dancing on Dancing with the Stars tonight. I will be there, too. It's the first episode of the season, so I love talking to Lauren anyway, but we'll talk to her about that. Morgan number two's got the show skinny, where she kind of catches us up what's happening with the show. She'll also do the 30-second skinny. We got a lot to talk about today, so appreciate everybody being here, and that's the deal.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, we talked about that fourth grader from Florida who was bullied by some of his classmates because he wore that homemade University of Tennessee t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the university then made shirts to look like his shirt and sold them.
Yeah.
And donated to an anti-bullying group. So that was a great story. Now, the University of Tennessee has offered the boy a four-year scholarship.
Shut up.
Covering his tuition and fees.
Well, this just gets better and better.
All beginning fall of 2028, if he decides to attend UT and has to meet admission requirements, but they're going to get him hooked up for school.
That is just the coolest. I love that.
That's awesome, huh?
Yeah.
The university wanted to reward him for his volunteer spirit. No pressure, kid, but now you got to be a volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. He's got college paid for now.
I know. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do cats eat for dessert?
What do cats eat for dessert?
Mice cream cones.
A mice cream cone.
That, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Thank you very much. There she has it.
That was the morning corny.
Do you like haunted houses?
No. And I mean, I've gone to plenty to where I just, they're not my thing.
I don't like to be scared. Why don't you like them?
Yeah, I don't like to be scared. It's tense. Sometimes it's all dark, and I feel like if I don't know where I can exit and go, if I need it, it just feels like a lot.
This guy, 44 years old, Scott Griffin and his friends went to the haunted trail in San Diego. He severely injured both wrists. He was in casts for 4 months because he ran from someone trying to scare him.
Oh, wow.
So he sued the hotel and lost the lawsuit. Printed on tickets was a warning that said high-impact scares. Griffin and his friends completed the trail and walked through what appeared to be the exit. They were laughing about how much fun they'd had when suddenly it wasn't over. Someone came out again.
Oh, no.
They were like, we did it! The haunted hotel calls this the Carrie effect, referencing the last scene of the 1976 horror movie when the audience, believing the film is over, is surprised by one final scare. I've never seen Carrie.
That's old, pretty old.
Yeah, I mean, before we were born.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that when they drop pig's blood on her at the end? And I've only ever heard the reference. But so he tried to back away when that chainsaw comes out. But the actor kept following him and he yelled, stop. And he couldn't tell whether the chain was real. And he was like, he was pointing the chainsaw right at me. You could smell the gas. He was running after me. I was fearful of my safety. And then when the guy with the chainsaw was chasing him, he fell down. That's when he broke his wrists.
Oh, wow.
Your thoughts, Amy. Should he have won the lawsuit?
I mean, I guess if it has a warning on there, then he can't win the lawsuit. It's not their fault he fell, right?
Yeah, I guess you kind of know what you're going into. I would say if the ground was wet and he slipped on something that wasn't known to be in, like someone spilled water and he fell, that's probably on them because that wasn't part of the scaring. But if you get hurt being scared, that could be anybody going through there any time.
And what did it say in the warning?
It said may break wrists whenever someone attacks you at the end of the...
No, it's funny how they said it. They said like powerful scares.
No, it said high impact scares.
High impact scares.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
That's funny.
Listen, you go to a haunted house knowing you're going to get scared. I'm all about suing if someone does something wrong, but I'm sorry, I'm with the haunted house. He can't sue on this one.
I was thinking about Halloween. Because, you going to do a costume?
I think so. My kids will be here. I guess it just depends what we do. But, yeah, I have one in mind.
You want to share?
I might be that. Well, I have the perfect dress. I was going through my closet, and I have this red dress I haven't ever worn. But it's so cute, and it looks just like that red emoji girl.
Oh, the dancing girl?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lunchbox, anything?
I'm going to have to dress up because my kid will be, I mean, I don't know if he'll really understand Halloween, but he will get a costume and I figure he wants to see us in costume. I don't know what I'm going to be. Maybe a pumpkin because it's easy and it's, you know, start out small. You don't want to do anything scary when you have a young kid.
But he's so young, he's not going to know the difference, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, if I'm someone with a chainsaw chasing my, I mean,
are you taking him to get candy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So it's candy for you?
Yeah. I mean, he's old enough now where he can get the candy. He can hold the bucket. And he can't say trick or treat, but he can hold the bucket. And they know what that means, and we'll get some candy for me.
I was thinking about being like the Recyclops from The Office. It's such a weird one scene in The Office where Dwight comes back as Recyclops every year, as he's a character that's like trying to get people to fight for the environment. And then eventually Recyclops turns bad, but no one will get it.
Yeah, I don't
but
get
I'm okay
it.
With that. It's like one of the most random scenes from The Office ever. But nobody gets it even now.
Not even in this room.
Recyclops is awesome. I know. No one's going to get that.
The latest from the Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan number two's Showcast Skinny.
Bobby took his dog out on the road this weekend to Oklahoma City and Little Rock. The Raging Idiots also cut a live comedy album in Little Rock, but there isn't a release date for it yet.
Well, a couple things. One, I took my dog on stage in Little Rock, and the crowd was cheering so loudly for him, he freaked out. He was like, what is it? Now, my dog's chill. He's a bulldog. He hasn't just... lives life, takes it in. And they were cheering so loud, he was like fighting to get out of there. And then I laid him down. He was like, just took off.
Aww.
But yeah, he went out. The best thing about taking my dog on the road is that he sleeps for about a day and a half when he comes back because he's so exhausted. It's sensory overload on the road. So we cut the live record. Probably out next year. It's probably too funny for the end of this year.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we have to finish the tour because there's so many jokes on it that if people hear it, they won't think the jokes are funny to hear them live.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, and we wrap the tour up at the end of November. Unless we extend it.
Ooh.
So the crowds keep getting bigger, and I don't get any funnier. That's the thing. You know? So I put a picture on my Instagram. Did you see the crowd I put
it's
up there?
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild. All right. Did you mention anything else about me, or is that it?
I think you got them.
All right, cool. What about Amy?
Because of her podcast last week, Amy decided to start ice rolling her face. She says it feels amazing, and she plans to do it every day.
Ice rolling?
Yeah. I learned about it. I did a whole topic on it, a thing on my podcast. An expert came in and talked about it, and I thought, well, I've never done it before. I guess I'm going to order one. So
what makes them an expert, though, in ice rolling?
Oh, well, they're an esthetician, so she does a lot of things with the face. And this is a natural way to just, I don't know.
You just rub it
get
on.
Get things going. It's a special little thing. I ordered on Amazon. It's like $12. And you order it and you put it in the freezer and you take it out every day. When you wake up, you can put the thing on your eyes. And it's not really ice, so it doesn't melt. But it gives you that sensation of ice rolling. So you can roll. And you always have to roll upwards because it's your face. And you want things to stay lifted. So it feels so good when you do it. Right when you wake up, I think I'm in.
When I do those TV shows, they put those pads under my eyes mm-hmm. before I go out there, and they're like cold pads. I don't even know what they do.
They help just take the puffiness and the dark circles away.
But I kind of like how it feels, but they do that to
You're
me.
Probably going to get yourself an ice roller.
Probably not. Just all right, saying. What else, Morgan, number two?
Lunchbox went to Springfield, Missouri to a PBR event with a bunch of listeners. He thought about riding a bull, but decided to just watch instead.
So the station had you out?
Yeah, the station flew me out, and we had a bunch of listeners. It was box seats with Lunchbox, so a bunch of listeners won to sit in a suite, and we got to watch bull riding. And let me tell you, those guys are tough.
What do you think about the helmet wearers versus the non-helmet wearers?
Ooh.
Well, I do think the helmet wearers, I'm like, dude, everybody else is not wearing a helmet. You look kind of like a sissy. But those bulls get really close to their head, and I don't know, maybe they had a head injury back in the day, so they wear it for protection, but come on, guys. If everybody else is not wearing a helmet, take the helmet off.
I want to wear a helmet in here.
Yeah,
that's
but
how
I
much
mean,
I want safety. No,
I
imagine your head hitting the ground.
I would wear a helmet.
Yeah, I would wear a helmet, too.
But some guys just wear a hat.
The old school guys
wear
hats. The new school guys wear helmets. It's like baseball players that would wear that thing covering their face a little more. I would compare it to that. You like that one? Baseball players wear the extra helmet?
No, it looks weak. And I don't like it when they wear those things on their elbows or their shins. Like, get up there and face the
ball.
What
about seat belts?
Right. I'm okay with seat belts.
Well, but it's the same kind of thing. At one point, people were like, why are you wearing a seatbelt all the time? That's wimpy.
Right. I think the more that we learn with brain scans and different things, especially with the NFL and any activity or sport that could damage your head, the more we learn about the body, it's probably not weak to protect it. It's smart.
I agree, but smart, but also weenie, according to Lunchbox.
Yes.
All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
And then Eddie enjoyed a nice post-show dinner with Bobby after the show in Oklahoma City this weekend.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
After the show, I mean, we were beat in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we're tired.
We did the show all day. We traveled over.
When y'all went to get pizza or something?
We did. And it was kind of one of my hurrahs before I got keto.
So you're all keto today?
Oh, boy.
So I had a piece of pepperoni pizza. Do you remember what the place was called in OKC?
Yeah, it was called Empire.
Was it?
Empire Pizza.
Had a piece of pepperoni pizza and I had a Frito pie pizza. Because I used to love Frito pies in high school football.
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Sounds
like
good.
They had Fritos on it?
Yeah.
And it was good. And Eddie and I sat for about an hour. We never just get to hang out. Never. Rarely.
Rarely.
We're always together, but rarely do we get to hang out, just Eddie and I, for a long period of time. It's either here in the room
mm-hmm.
or on a plane or on stage together, and there's always other people. And so, yeah, it's very romantic.
We caught up. It was very nice.
We rekindled our long-lost romance. Sometimes you just got to have a date night and reset. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
Everybody with me? All right, Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's your show, Skinny.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Alena.
There she is. Tonight, she'll be dancing on Dancing with the Stars. Lauren, how are you feeling?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Excited. Scared.
Yeah.
My feet hurt. I'm feeling all of those things.
Yeah, how's your body doing?
It's crying at all times. My body feels like I got hit by a dump truck. But other than that, everything's great.
Do you still feel, leading into tonight, that you're excited you made this decision?
Yes, I do. I'm like, I've had these moments along the way that I'm like, what am I doing? what have I done? I'm so scared, but I've gotten a lot better. I'm not a good dancer. I discovered that the first day. It's not my thing, but my partner's like been very patient with me, and I'm getting much better. It's hard.
Yeah, it's a lot harder than you think, so right?
So much technique, and like, it's not like going into a bar and dancing. It is like, point your toe, put your shoulders back, squeeze every muscle in your entire body until you can't breathe.
Yeah. So, do you know?
But it's awesome. I mean, I love it. It's just hard.
Have you been able to say what your dance, like what type of dance it is tonight, or is that a surprise too?
I think everything has to be a surprise. I want to tell you all of it.
Can you tell me if it's a fast or slow dance?
Fast. I'm
Ooh.
Not supposed to, but I just did.
Ooh, oh, good. So now, okay. I love it. I went fast hard last. I went jive first. And I had no idea. Lauren, did you even know there were difference in dances, like that many?
No, honestly, they asked me in like interviews before we start, like in the promos, what dance I was most excited about. And I was like, and then I like had to Google the dances.
I didn't know any either.
I literally Googled the dances and picked one. I said salsa. Because I like to eat it.
That's tonight, Lauren Elena will be on Dancing with the Stars. I am going over to see her and support her and be in the crowd tonight.
Whoop.
And so watch tonight, vote tonight. My question, Lauren, like, how does your boyfriend feel about you being on the show now that you've been practicing for a couple of weeks?
Well, I don't have a boyfriend.
Wait, what?
What?
No, I don't have a boyfriend anymore.
What happened?
What? Breaking news?
Wait.
Raymundo just walked away from the microphone.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, because they revealed they were dating on our show, and now I feel like they revealed they've broken up on
our
show.
Oh, no.
There's like no big story. We're just, we were like best friends before we dated, and we're still best friends. It just didn't work out. I guess that's how dating goes, right?
Have you fallen in love with your dance partner, Lauren? Is that it?
No. No, I have not.
Isn't it?
I have not fallen in love with my dance partner.
Isn't it so much touching, though, on that show? Like, you know, it's just a lot of touching.
It's a lot of touching, yes. There is.
An uncomfortable first amount of touch. Like,
it's
hands.
Very sweaty.
Yes.
Oh.
I had to get drug into it to where it was, put your hand here. And I'm like, did HR okay me to put my hand there? And she'd be like, yes. And so to me, but in like 3 weeks into it, it's like we were just everybody just grabs everything on everybody. So,
well, there's like a move in my first dance that I'm like, I would never do this. But my partner was like, you signed up for a dancing show. You have to do this. So I'm getting used to it still.
Tonight, Dancing with the Stars, vote for Lauren. Because I don't know what they're doing tonight, but I know that on my season, nobody went home the first week, and the vote still counted, though, meaning that they rolled over for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So they really haven't told me a lot, except that I should come, and they're going to give me a seat somewhere in the building. Hopefully, I'll be up near the front. I'm probably up in the nosebleeds, like waving down to Tom. Let's check in with Bobby, and I'm just waving. Hey, Tom, remember me? Watch Lauren tonight. Who's been your favorite contestant to talk with, Lauren, and hang out with?
Oh, goodness. I like them all, but probably Kate.
From The Office, Meredith?
From The Office.
Is she totally cool?
I don't
cool?
know how anyone could be cooler than her. She's so funny. She's amazing. Yes. I love her.
You said this decision will be very embarrassing if you're the first one out.
Yes, because we postponed the tour. So that kind of looks like we think we're going to do okay, but I just couldn't physically do both. I literally couldn't. And especially now that I'm doing it, the best decision I ever made was to postpone that tour. There's no way I could have done it.
Lauren and I had a real long call about this.
We did.
I think I was about to go on stage, and I get a text from Lauren, go, can you talk? And I'm like 3 minutes from going out and doing jokes. And I'm like, yes. So I walk back in the back. I was in San Antonio, and I'm like, what's happening? And then I think I didn't tell Lauren this, but I think we pushed the show like 10 minutes because I was on crisis control with Lauren as she was doing Dancing with the Stars. Hey, that's what friends are for.
You're such a good friend, Bobby.
I'm looking at the Vegas odds, Lauren. They have you right in the middle, like in the upper middle at 7-1. So if I bet $100 on you, I can make another $700. Should I bet that money, Lauren?
Wait, where do I look up these odds?
You can just Google Dancing with the Stars odds. betting odds.
Oh, boy.
The betting favorite is Ray Lewis. He is number one.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen him dance? Have you seen anybody else dance?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right.
I have not seen anyone else dance. I've been too worried about trying to make sure I'm not falling.
Let me say this about Lauren. First of all, tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Second of all, her tour, That Girl Was Me tour, starts on January 15th in Nashville. Nashville, Indianapolis, Columbia, Missouri, Rosemont, Illinois, Warrendale, PA, New York, Boston, Columbus, Richmond, Atlanta. She's all over the place starting next year, and you can go to all these shows. And let me tell you, you're not going to see a more engaging, loving public performer and great singer than Lauren Elena. Lauren, who's coming tonight to the show?
My mom and my dad and my stepmom and my Aunt Kim and my brother and my sister-in-law.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to come say hi to you in your trailer before you get going. And do you
Please
need
do.
Do you need any Xanax?
Probably.
But not before you dance.
I did last year.
What?
At some points, yeah.
How would you?
Really?
There were sometimes you were
I
just
don't know
like,
that I could do it. I might fall asleep.
Exactly.
She's going to be so jacked up. There's this thing that happens before a song starts where it's a click track. It goes... and you don't hear it on TV, but you hear it in the room because sometimes you have to dance on the first note. And so if they just started with the first note, it's like, bah! You wouldn't know when that was coming. So it goes, and then you have nightmares about it the whole year because that's all you hear when you dance. You know that click track already, Lauren?
Beep, beep, beep,
yep. That's it. There she is tonight, Lauren Elena on Dancing with the Stars. She moved her tour, and now you can go see all those shows. Vote for her. She's my favorite. And Lauren, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, bye, Lauren.
Bye.
Well, let me say this. Did not know her and her boyfriend broke up.
I know, yeah. Me either.
That is breaking news, and
all handled it well.
Well, I just moved away from it.
Yeah. What else can you do?
I wanted to know more. But...
I know, but I moved away from it in a way that maybe you didn't even notice I was moving away from it. That's my professional interviewing skills. Yeah. Just kind
good
of,
job. Good
just
job.
Just kind of slid casually out of there.
Wow. Check. Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play you a song. Tell me the movie it's most known for. Could be in the song, could be on the soundtrack. Only one answer, the movie it's most known for. Amy, you're first. Ready?
Okay.
Song number one. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Okay. Armageddon.
Armageddon is correct. There you go. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Number two.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
See You Again from Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. I think the biggest song on YouTube ever, this song was for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. The movie Lunchbox.
Trolls.
Sorry. Would you have known it?
It's a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah, I would have taken Fast and Furious.
Okay.
It says up here, Fast and Furious is acceptable.
Because they played that song for Paul Walker because
he
died.
That's why it was so big.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Eddie, ready?
All right, come on, Bones.
All right, here we go. Next song up, what movie is this most known for? Your answer?
Thank goodness I have kids. That's Trolls.
Oh, you're welcome, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Amy won. Eddie won. Amy, you're still in it. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Oh, I don't know.
This is a hard one. You familiar with Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes.
You familiar with the movie?
Come on, Amy.
I feel like it's a movie that you really liked at some point.
Yeah.
So I have a guess.
Go ahead.
500 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer. That's incorrect.
Oh, boo.
It is The Graduate.
Oh. Pff.
Eddie?
Come on,
if
Bones.
You hit this, you win.
Let's go.
If you miss it, we go back again.
All right, come on.
Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger.
Oh.
That kind of music just soothes the soul.
Oh, crap.
For the win, Eddie. Is the song familiar to you?
Yeah. I know the song. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was in a Tom Cruise movie. And I don't know why, but I'm leaning towards Top Gun.
He says Top Gun. Show me Top Gun. It's incorrect.
No!
It's risky business.
No! Yeah. Tom Cruise.
When he comes sliding in.
In his underwear.
In a white t-shirt.
And I don't know that I've ever seen the movie, but I've seen that clip.
You're right.
A bunch. All right, you're back in it, Amy.
Okay.
Next one up.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
This is Deo, the Banana Boat song by Harry Belafonte. What movie is that from, Amy?
Beetlejuice.
Show me Beetlejuice.
Dang it.
Ooh. Eddie.
Solid, Amy.
Over to
Come
you.
Come on, Bones.
Do you know a song called Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds?
Yeah, of course.
Forget About Me.
I know this song.
Now, it's from a movie.
Uh-huh. 80s.
Most famously from what movie?
Okay, I'm going to guess
you
on
gotta
this
stay
one.
In. You got to get it right to stay in.
All right, this is Breakfast Club. Yeah!
Correct.
Woo! Right. I almost said Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Amy, me too, we do.
Back over to you, Amy.
Yeah.
Next up. Take My Breath Away by Berlin. Most famously from what movie?
Top Gun.
She says Top Gun. Is it Top Gun?
Wow.
Yeah.
Amy.
Eddie.
This is hard.
To stay in it.
Come on.
If you miss it, Amy wins. The song is by Coolio. It's Gangsta's Paradise.
What is the name of this movie?
Oh.
Michelle Pfeiffer's in it. What is the name of this movie? She's a teacher. She's a teacher in the movie, and it's a tough school.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, what's it
I
called?
Have no idea what the name of this movie is.
I'm going to put you on the clock in about 10 seconds. Turn
okay.
it up, Raymundo. We'll listen to it for a minute.
Lean on me. Not. All right, I mean, is it Gangster's Paradise?
The title movie from the track.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. No!
It is not. It's Dangerous Minds.
No!
And there's our winner player song out. Yeah. Amy, everybody. There she is.
Good job, Amy.
This would have been the tiebreaker, Amy. You can take it on your own. It was super easy. You would have buzzed in, speed round, but here you go. How are you struggling with this one?
Oh, my system buzzed in?
Yeah.
Oh, Amy.
Go ahead.
Titanic.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
You look like you're struggling a little bit over there.
I was just enjoying it.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I love seeing sisters make history. And for the first time in 244 years, that's the history of the United States Army, two sisters have earned the rank of general.
Wow.
And like watching the pictures of them like being sworn in or doing whatever it is just super cool. And to celebrate the historic moment of sisters serving together as general officers, they got to present each other with their ranks.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I love it. So it's big. I mean, women serving and now two generals
That's
that are
cool.
sisters. Love it.
That's it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. Just spent it with my dad and my sister.
I looked at your Instagram and I saw that you were with your dad at his new living center. What do you call it? Is it an apartment?
It is an apartment.
Yeah.
It's an assisted living place, but we call it his community apartment.
It looks so fun.
Like
when you guys were in the hallways, I was like, I would love to live there. It looked fun for me.
Yeah. My sister even made the comparison once we went downstairs and everyone was having meal time. And my sister's like, Dad, this is kind of like you just moved into the fraternity house and the sorority house because it's guys and girls.
How old is he?
78.
So he came in Friday. You picked him up from the airport.
Yep.
And how's his health right now?
Fine. Fine, we'll see. There's some stuff going on, but I mean, he's doing good. It's just going to take a lot. And then the head nurse there, it's so crazy they have a nurse at his apartment. Wow.
Well, it is an assistant.
I know, but we don't. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a party house. Your dad's party house.
They have a full-time nurse at the fraternity house. It's crazy.
Oh, at the frat house. What's it called that?
So they said it normally takes people about 30 days to acclimate and get everything wrapped around, and like cognitively, if they regress, they'll make it back like 30 days later.
How did he feel about arriving and going into it?
He's had a really great attitude, which I think has been super helpful. Because at the beginning, he was not feeling it. He actually said, no, I'm not going to go live somewhere like that. But we, you know, you change the language and boom, suddenly gets a little more appealing. Plus, the place is amazing. And yeah, I just, it's good. And my sister did a great job decorating. I think that's key. If you ever have to do anything like this for a loved one, like, you know, it's scary for them because they don't want to have an end of life type place, which that's not what it is.
No, just, of course not. It's a frat house.
Of course not. No, it's a fraternity house. But you just make them feel as comfortable as possible.
It's a mature frat house. We'll
decorate
call it that.
I think us decorating it before he got there and he could walk in and be like, wow, look at my new place. Mm-hmm. It was really comforting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had a good weekend?
I did. What about you?
Well, Eddie and I went and did a couple Raging Idiot shows. And so we went to Oklahoma City. It was fantastic. Like I said, got some pizza afterward. Eddie and I went at like 1 a.m. and had pizza and just hung out. So that was good. And then we went to Little Rock and we did a show and we recorded our live comedy record there. And so that was really good. Arkansas won on Saturday too. Had they lost, that would have been a tough one. But yeah, so it was just really a lot of fun. We just did two shows, got back. You know, Sunday I finished that Ken Burns documentary, which started last night on PBS. And so it's 16 hours long. I did a Bobbycast with Ken Burns, by the way. You can hear it. It's a 16-hour long documentary, but it's broken up into, you know, 8 episodes. And I was thinking, man, why would I watch a 16-hour documentary at the beginning of it? But then I realized I binge-watch the dumbest shows sometimes. So I just treated it like that, like I was watching shows. It's fantastic. I loved it. I love country music and the history of it anyway. And I was talking to Ken Burns on my podcast, and I talked to him about Willie Nelson and how Willie Nelson, a young Willie Nelson, came to Nashville as a songwriter.
He was trying. He made it as a songwriter. I mean, he was broke, and he sometimes sold, you know, mistakenly the rights to his songs for a couple $100, and they go on and sell 30 million copies. And finally, Fair and Young said, "Stop. You know, I'll lend you the money you need, but do not sell this."
Yeah. So he would write these songs and be so broke, he would go, "You can have the whole song. Just give me some money." And so then that song he would write would go on and sell millions, and that person would make all the money because he gave him a song. Like all the way. And there was one point Willie was so bummed that he laid down in the middle of the street and hoped a car would run over him. Yeah.
He struggles for a long time. He can write Crazy, and it's a big hit for Patsy Cline. In fact, it's the number one jukebox single of all time. But he's going to struggle. And at one point, drunk at Tootsie's, he goes out in the middle of Broadway and lies down expecting to be run over by a car. Wakes up, nobody's run over him. And, you know, eventually packs his bag and heads back to Austin where he can be himself.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, and man. I told you, Crazy, you know, Crazy was almost stupid, and they changed it last minute. Willie did. Funny. I talked to Ken Burns about Walk the Line from Johnny Cash and about how he wrote that about, you know, trying to stay on the straight and narrow while he was on the road.
This first wife, Vivian, they were so in love, as you can see from this footage. And then, of course, the life of the road has its many temptations. Not just women, but, of course, how do you stay up to drive from here to there and put on 3 concerts and then drive from there to here? And the answer is alcohol, and the answer is pills. And that becomes a great demon, but at the same time is an unfaithfulness.
You can hear this whole interview with Ken Burns on the latest Bobbycast. Or you can go to pbs.org. The documentary is so good. Like, I loved it. If you love country music, it's for you. I'll play one more clip. Here is Ken Burns, who did the whole documentary. And I asked him because I actually cried a little bit in the final episode because Vince Gill is singing at George Jones' funeral, and he can't get through it. Mm. He's breaking down, and he's trying to sing Go Rest, and he can't. And here's me talking to him about that.
George Jones calls him Sweet Pea, and when George dies at his memorial service at the Opry, Vince can't get through it. He's overcome with emotion. And Patty Loveless is there trying to help him. Everybody in the audience is weeping. And it's a telling, telling moment because I think this is the proof that it exposes essential human emotions.
It's so good. This interview was so good. Check it out, the latest episode of the Bobbycast. And that's what I did. Did 2 shows. Finished the documentary, then talked to the documentary maker, you know, flew to L.A. It's been pretty busy. I don't think I had a day off in a while. Yeah. I'm not going to have a day off for a long time, for like 3 more weeks, I don't think. But it's been good. And I'll be on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
So fun.
So Lunchbox thinks I may get booed.
Yep. Get ready.
Oh, well, I mean.
Nobody had a problem with me except for the people on the internet that were hardcore fans.
And I don't think they're going to be there.
No, there'll be no boos.
Yeah.
There'll be no boos. But I got that note. They may boo you. They're not going to boo. They're not going to boo anybody. That's the happiest place because you're in that room. And everybody's, I'll be on tonight
the
with Lauren.
The boomers and the haters, they live online.
Yeah, they don't do that publicly.
Right.
It's like people that get on Facebook and mouth off about stuff. Yeah. They don't do that publicly. They don't have the guts to do it publicly.
Exactly.
Like somebody writes something and somebody gets all angry and mean. That's because they're hurting in their own hearts and they don't want to do that from the comfort and privacy of their own home.
Mm-hmm.
Like trolls never do it in public. So, but anyway, watch Lauren tonight and I'll be there obviously too. Yes, Bobby Bones. So a little behind the scenes of what I do here. I get to work about, I don't know, an hour before the show starts, Amy, right?
Yeah.
We sit in my office and we record a lot of commercials. We record a lot of promos. We record a lot of station liners for our affiliates. It has a big pack every single day. And so I was looking at some of these from our station in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. By the way, I love Tuscaloosa. I love Alabama. Now, I am an Arkansas Razorback. I'm not an Alabama fan. Respect them. I've spoken wonderfully about them for years, but just it's not my team. Right. That being said, I have a Amber Parker on, who's from 98TXT, our Alabama station. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby?
I'm really good. What is your exact role?
I'm program director for 98TXT.
Okay, and so I got these liners here, which, by the way, I appreciate you writing and sending, because, as you know, whatever you send me, I send off most of the time the day of. I try to be a great partner with our stations. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Love that. Now, that being said, I would like to read to you what Amber sent me to write, to say.
To read, yeah.
And I didn't send it back. I couldn't. My heart wouldn't let me. It's Amber wrote, Roll Tide, Tuscaloosa. It's Bobby Bones on 98TXT.
Ooh.
Amber, did you really think I was going to say that?
Here's the thing. If I don't ask, I'll never know.
That's true. But did you think I would? Did you think in a million years that your boy here would be yelling Roll Tide Tuscaloosa?
No, but I had to try.
Okay, fair. Here's another one. And don't save these and send them to her. I should say them in a different accent so you're not able to use them. Hey, it's Bobby Bones at 98TXT. We like to show our true colors. Roll Tide. Never. Respect you. Hey, Crimson Tide fans, respect you like crazy. Love Nick Saban. Can't y'all Roll Tide, though. Can't do it. Another one. 98TXT, this is Bobby Bones. Roll Tide, roll. Not going to happen. Amber, not going to happen. I did send one that was like, I think I said, Alabama Crimson Tide. It's Bobby Bones on 98TXT. We like the way you roll. I did that one.
Oh, yeah. Separated.
I separated it. Now, I will yell Woo Pig for our Razorback stations all day. So, but I guess I just wanted to get you on to see if you were irritated I didn't send them back.
No, not at all. I knew it was a super long shot, but I got you to do this, didn't I?
You did. Well, sure. And I love it. I love it. We go down there about every year and a half or so. Have been to watch Alabama beat the crap out of Arkansas more than one occasion. And so I would say that, Amy, would you say Roll Tide Tuscaloosa?
Yes.
It's Amy from the Bobby Bones Show on 98TXT.
My family is from Birmingham. I have an aunt that lives in Tuscaloosa. All my cousins
Ray, turn
in Alabama.
Hey, volume down. Amy, you'll cut these liners right now. Here you go.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do these.
Just insert your name. Here you go, Amber. We're going to do them live right now, and we'll send these to you. Amy, you're up.
My grandma had a picture of Bear Bryant in her living room.
Here you go. Liner number one.
Roll Tide, Tuscaloosa. It's Amy from the Bobby Bones Show on 98TXT.
There, that's a great one. That's a great one. Hey, Woo Pig, Tuscaloosa. So use that one. All right, go ahead, Amy. Another one.
Hey, it's Amy from the Bobby Bones Show at 98TXT. We like to show our true colors. Roll Tide.
Okay. And Amy's a Texas A&M Aggie, and she's doing this. All right, go ahead.
I'll say hook 'em.
Go ahead. Give another one.
98TXT. This is Amy from the Bobby Bones Show. Roll Tide, roll.
Amber, how you feel about that?
Heck yeah.
There she is. We got him for her. But I think other SEC fans or diehard sports fans, like in Boston, you're a big Red Sox fan, they would never cut a Yankee spot, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we're all good, right, Amber? Just wanted to make sure we got that out there. We're all good still.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. You're welcome. Hey, thanks for being awesome. And, well, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. There she is. Hey, clap for her. Coming on the air this morning. I appreciate that. All right. Boom. Bobby Bones. Yeah. On this day in country music. It's a good one. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Tim McGraw begins a 5-week run at the top of the country chart with I Like It, I Love It. It becomes the third number one song of his career. For 5 weeks, it was top of the chart. Almost unheard of. Tim McGraw said he didn't even think he wanted to record the song in the first place. Was like, nah, not really for me. Listens to it again, was like, okay, maybe. Then let's do it again, like, okay, I'll record it. So it also became an unofficial sports anthem. It was played all the time during Monday Night Football, and it's actually the goal celebration, too, for the Nashville Predators in the NHL.
Wow.
Whenever they make it, I like it, I love it. That's on this day in 1995. I was, 15, 16 years old?
Yeah, I was like a freshman in high school.
Got my license. Was like, check out this new song. I like it, I love it. Turn it on. You listen to Kissin' 96, and hit this song will come on the radio. Yeah. My little Subaru.
Yeah.
Amy, what's up? What's happening this weekend with you? Or no, I guess Monday. Yeah, we just had a weekend. Holy crap.
Yeah, no, it's Monday. I'm gonna go hang out with my dad. My new
homie in town.
New homie in town. So just still get him adjusted, maybe take him around his new apartment, introduce him to some new friends. I've been seeing some ladies there that they're kind of
set
like,
me up with? Oh, for him. Oh. They meant for me.
They know a new guy's in town.
Mm.
And my dad is always drawn in the ladies. I don't even know how, but he always has. So we'll see.
I am headed to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little fried right now. Been on the road for a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm on the road all this week, all next week.
Been on the road for a lot.
That's why I don't know what day it is. When we were in New York last week, I was like, today's Friday, right? Mike's like, no, it's Tuesday. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Way off.
I'm a little fried. So I'll be on Dancing with the Stars tonight. And Lauren Elena was on earlier, so you can check that out. She'll be dancing tonight. So it should be fun.
Ooh, I hope my dad's TV's set up so we can watch you. It should be.
Well, I'm not dancing. They'll just come to me in the crowd. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I did hit him up. I was like, hey, can I come use the hair and makeup of the Dancing with the Stars? They're like, yeah, no problem.
Oh.
But a little weird. I got a spray tan, though. I'm ready for it.
Looking good.
Pretty, thank you very much. All right, thank you guys. Have a great Monday. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. We'll do a fantasy draft tomorrow. We'll draft our favorite lead singers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also, James Dupre will be in, who is the guy singing Randy Travis songs with Randy Travis out on the road.
All right.
Oh, cool.
So he's singing them. Well, Randy can't sing anymore
because
of the Strokes, but he's going to sing.
Can I request?
Yeah, whatever you want. Okay. Just let me know beforehand.
All right.
All right, cool. All right, we'll see you guys on Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bob!